Okay, good morning. Today's Coco Club question is from the wonderful Sefer of Mishmeres Chaim. I think I already mentioned him in the past. Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Torah Or in Yerushalayim. He passed away 11 years ago. A tremendous, tremendous Talmid Chacham. And he asks the following question, which is not only his question, but rather a question which is raised by many. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos says, HaMegaben B'Shabbat, Tehainu Shoseg V'Nav B'Shabbat, Chayav Mishum Boneh. A person makes cheese on Shabbos. He takes milk, and I don't know what kind of process he does, but he does some kind of process that turns the liquid of milk into hard cheese. And the person who makes cheese on Shabbos, so he violates the melacha of bone, of building on Shabbos. Similarly, the Rambam actually learns from this halacha an interesting idea. He says that every single time that person takes particles and puts them together and it becomes one entity, so that is actually boneh. So that is a reason why taking milk and making it to cheese is a melacha of boneh. And that's why a person who's making a snowball or a snowman is actually violating the melacha of boneh on Shabbos, because he's taking a bunch of particles and making one thing. That is the melacha of boneh on Shabbos. Ice cubes, that is actually a discussion, because you're not actually taking pieces together. You're just freezing one thing. So Ashkenazim are a bit more machmir about ice cubes, because that is neulad, that something new is being created here. So that is a problem for Ashkenazim. However, Sephardim are mekel, and also Ashkenazim in certain times are also mekel regarding ice cubes. Okay, however, if indeed we hold that making cheese on Shabbos is the melacha of boneh, of building, so came up a few rabbis asking the following question. Maybe eating cheese on Shabbos is also prohibited because it's the melacha of soter. On Shabbos we have the melacha of boneh, you cannot build on Shabbos, but also you have the melacha of soter, you cannot destroy a building on Shabbos. Soter means to destroy. So in that case, if making cheese on Shabbos is a violation of boneh, you're building cheese. So in that case, maybe eating the cheese on Shabbos is not allowed because you are soter. You're now breaking the cheese. That is a violation of the melacha of soter. Are you allowed to eat cheese on Shabbos?
Are you able to say that with anything like challah?
No, challah, you're not building anything. We have a special halacha that regarding making cheese. Making cheese on Shabbos is boimim. You cannot make cheese on Shabbos.
You can't make challah on Shabbos.
You cannot
make challah on Shabbos.
Yeah, but it's not boineh. It is ofeh. So eating food on Shabbos is not soter. But only cheese, we have this tremendous chiddush telling us that you're actually building cheese. So in that case, maybe if a person is eating cheese on Shabbos, he's violating the melacha of soter, of breaking the cheese. A question of many rabbis. Sorry? Same thing could be also cutting the cheese. Are you allowed to cut cheese on Shabbos? So I have here four interesting answers to this question. Is there prohibition of eating cheese on Shabbos? It is obvious to everyone that there is no prohibition whatsoever of making cheese on Shabbos. But the reason is why? What is the answer to this question? So answer number one is an answer brought in the Sefer called Tehila le David. As we all know, usually the melacha of soter, of breaking a wall on Shabbos, so you're chayev deraisa, you're biblically violating the melacha, only if you're soter al menak livnot. If you're breaking the wall with intention to rebuild the wall, only then you're violating the biblical prohibition of building. Soter, aminat livnot. However, there is still an iser derabanan. The rabbis still say you're not allowed to break a wall, even though you have no intention to rebuild it. So meaning soter shelo aminat livnot. You're breaking without intention to build. There is only usually a derabanan violation, and says that the Hillel of David in our case of the cheese, there isn't even a violation of the Rabbanon, of Soter Shelona Divnot. Why? Because usually, when I break a wall, I can actually rebuild the wall. I have now pieces of the wall, and I can now rebuild it. That is Soter Shelona Divnot, that I could actually rebuild it. However, in the case of cheese, I took a bite of the cheese, I chewed it, I swallowed it, it's going inside my stomach, so in that case, I cannot rebuild the cheese. So this is soter shelo anativ, not you're breaking without intention of rebuilding the cheese. And it's also impossible to actually rebuild the cheese. Because of that, there isn't even a derabbanan violation of eating cheese on Shabbos. That is answer number one. Answer number two is, an answer which is brought in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, he says that since cheese is meant to be broken, it's meant to be eaten, so in that case you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Meaning that the only times you cannot break things on Shabbos are things that are supposed to stay intact. The wall is supposed to be built forever, and then you are breaking it. So now you're actually violating the malacha of soter, of breaking on Shabbos. However, cheese is meant to be broken. Because of that, it is fine to actually break this building called cheese on Shabbos. From this halacha, I think you can learn another halacha, which is interesting, that as we said, you cannot build a snowman on Shabbos. You cannot build a snowball on Shabbos, because you're taking pieces, bringing it together, and you can't throw it at another person. So the question is, can you throw a snowball on Shabbos? Let's say you already have a snowball from Friday. Can you throw it on a person? According to this halacha, I think it's fine. Because although building a snowball on Shabbos is boine, but the purpose of a snowball is to smash it on someone's face. So since that's the purpose of the snowball, there's no problem of breaking the snowball on Shabbos and throwing it, because this is the purpose of this item, to actually break it on someone. That is answer number two. Answer number three is actually a very easy answer, which actually makes a lot of sense, is that you're not breaking. It's what's called a derech achila. Certain malachas, like the malacha of borel, right? Are you allowed to take, let's say you have a salad, and there's an onion inside, you don't want the onion, can you take outside the onion? You cannot. There's a malacha called borel, you cannot separate things on Shabbos. However, you're allowed, let's say you have a salad, and you only want the cucumber. You can take the cucumber with your hand, eat it immediately. Ochel b'yad miyad. You're taking what you want, you take it with your hand, and you're eating immediately, it is fine, and there's no violation of separating. Why? Because say the poskim, you're not separating, but rather you're eating. And once you do something what's called derech achila, that is actually okay in the malacha of borel. So says Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg in his first answer, he says that that also eating cheese is not soter, you're not breaking the cheese, but rather you're eating. There's no malacha of breaking, there's a malacha of eating. And since it's considered to be derech achila, a way of eating, so in that case there also isn't any violation of soter, of breaking the cheese. And the last answer of Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg of this question, again, if indeed making cheese on Shabbos is bone, you're building cheese, so in that case you cannot eat the cheese, because maybe it is soter, he has a beautiful answer. And he says that the malacha of soter, of breaking, is the opposite of building. Meaning, how do you build a wall? You take bricks, you put them together, and now you have a wall. That is bone. The soter, breaking the wall, is the opposite. Turning the wall back to its original components, to the bricks. That is soter. So building is taking components and putting them together. Soter is bringing this back to its original elements, to the bricks. That is soter. In the case of cheese, so what was the building? You took milk and turned it into cheese. So now cutting the cheese into pieces is not soter, because you're not bringing the cheese back to its previous original elements. What would be a soter in cheese? Making the cheese back, I don't know how, I don't know if you could, making the cheese back into milk. That will be soter, because it was originally milk and then it became cheese. Now the soter, the breaking of it, would be taking the cheese and making it back into milk. So soter is always the opposite of the bone. So in that case, eating the cheese or cutting the cheese is not soter, because you're not bringing it back to its original previous elements. You're not turning it back into milk. And because of that, it is okay. So you have the question, how can we eat cheese on Shabbos? Because if making cheese on Shabbos is actually building, so maybe eating cheese is soter. We have four answers. Answer number one, it is soter shelo amativ. Not you're breaking with. We're breaking it without the intention of building it again. And since you cannot build it again, there isn't even a derabbanan violation. Number two, the purpose of cheese is to be eaten. So in that case, there's no problem of actually eating cheese. Number three, this is what's called derech achila. You're actually eating the cheese, not breaking the cheese. And answer number four is that breaking soter is usually the opposite of building. And in our case, will be turning the cheese back into milk and not just cutting the cheese into pieces or eating the cheese. Wishing you all a great day.